from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 5, The Cause of All Causes, Text Number 17. Tasya vidashtarishasya Udastasya khilatmanaha Srijyam srijami srishtoham Ikshayai vabhichoditaha Tasya His Api Certainly Drashtuhu Of the seer Ishasya of the controller, Kudastasya of the one who is over everyone's intelligence, Akhilatmanaha of the super soul, Srijyam that which is already created, Srijami do I discover, Srishtaha created. Aham, myself, Ikshaya, by glance over, Eva, exactly, Abhichoditaha, being inspired by him. Translation, inspired by him only, I discover what is already created by him, Narayan. Under his vision, as the all-pervading super soul, and I also am created by Him only. Purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Arashila Prabhupada. Even Brahma, the creator of the universe, admits that he is not the actual creator, but is simply inspired by the Lord Narayan, and therefore creates under his superintendence. Those things already created by him, the supersoul of all living entities. Two identities of soul, the supersoul and the individual soul, are admitted to be in the living entity, even by the greatest authority of the universe. The supersoul is the Supreme Lord, the personality of Godhead, whereas the individual soul is the eternal servitor of the Lord. The Lord inspires the individual soul to create what is already created by the Lord, and by the goodwill of the Lord, a discoverer of something in the world is accredited as the discoverer. It is said that the Columbus discovered the Western Hemisphere, but actually the tract of land was not created by Columbus. The vast tract of land was already there by the omnipotency of the Supreme Lord, and the Columbus, by dint of his past service unto the Lord, was blessed with the credit of discovering America. Similarly, no one can create anything without the sanction of the Lord, since everyone sees according to his ability. This ability is also awarded by the Lord according to one's willingness to render service unto the Lord. One must therefore be voluntarily willing to render service unto the Lord, and thus the Lord will empower the doer in proportion to his surrender unto the lotus feet of the Lord. Lord Brahma is a great devotee of the Lord. Therefore, he has been empowered or inspired by the Lord to create such a universe as the one manifested before us. The Lord also inspired Arjun to fight in the field of Kurukshetra as follows. Tasmatam uttishtaya shoilabhaswa jitva shatrun bhungsha rajyam samratham mayyevate nihita purvameva nimittamatram bhavasa visajin. Bhagavad Gita 11.33. The battle of Kurukshetra or any other battle at any place or at any time is made by the will of the Lord. For no one can arrange such a mass annihilation without the sanction of the Lord. The party of Duryodhan insulted Draupadi, a great devotee of the Lord, and she appealed to the Lord as well as to all the silent observers of this unwarranted insult. Arjuna was then advised by the Lord to fight and take credit, otherwise the party of Duryodhan would be killed anyway by the will of the Lord. So Arjun was advised just to become the agent and take the credit for killing the great generals like Bhishma and Karna. In the Vedic writings such as Katha Upanishad, the Lord is described as the Sarabhuta Antaratma, or the personality of Godhead who resides in everyone's body and who directs everything for one who is a soul surrendered unto him. Those who are not surrendered souls are put under the care of the material nature, Brahmen Sarvabhutani Yantrarudhani Maya. Therefore, they are allowed to do things on their own account and suffer the consequences themselves. Devotees like Brahma and Arjun do not do anything on their own account, but as fully surrendered soul, they always abide indications of the Lord, indications from the Lord. Therefore, they attempt to do something which appears very wonderful to ordinary vision. One of the Lord's name is Urukrama, or one whose actions are very wonderful and beyond the imagination of the living being. So the actions of his devotees sometimes appear very wonderful due to the direction of the Lord. Beginning from Brahma, the topmost intelligent living entity within the universe, down to the smallest ant, every living entity's intelligence is overseen by the Lord in his transcendental position as the witness of all actions. The subtle presence of the Lord is felt by the intelligent man who can study the psychic effects of thinking, feeling, and willing. Om Agyanatimirandasya Gyananjana Chalakaya Chakshurmilitamyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Abhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Rupakadamahyam Tadadiswa Tadandikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavranda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Here, Lord Brahmaji is revealing his heart, how the actual creation took place. So for Lord Brahma, the ingredients were provided by the Lord himself. And the ability to create the whole material universe was also awarded by the Lord himself. So that is the empowerment of the Lord, or inspiration from the Lord, without which it is impossible to do any kind of creation whatsoever. Let it be material to a very insignificant entity, or the supreme entity in our material universe like Lord Brahma. All are dependent on inspiration from the Lord. So here the purport is presenting inspiration, and it's given the classic example of Columbus discovering America. It's given that Columbus got credit for discovering a vast tract of land. However, Prabhupada mentions that the land was already there. He had actually done nothing. He didn't create any land. But it was already present. But in reciprocation to the service of Columbus to the Lord, maybe in his previous life, the Lord awarded the credit of being the discoverer of a vast tract of land. So the Lord is awarding the result. He is awarding the credit. Actually, if you try to see how everything works, how this awarding of credit and the supervision of one's own intelligence work, it is amazing. Because the living entity originally has his own mind. He has his own intelligence. However, in one sense, they are inactive. Being the spirit soul, these different faculties are inactive. They are not directly coming into action in the conditioned existence. So, in the conditioned existence, the living entity is dependent on the external energy of the Lord, which are manifested in the form of the intelligence, which are manifested in the form of the mind, which are manifested in the form of the gross body with all the senses. So see the dependence of the conditioned being. The conditioned being is completely separate from the material energy. It's of completely of different nature and has nothing to do with the material nature, and it can never be fixed, never be mixed with the material nature. Still, the conditioned being has to act in the material world. How is it possible? Only by the will of the Lord. Because how is it possible for the spiritual entity, which is completely separate, to function, to fulfill desires in the material world? It is impossible. So there we can see the complete dependence on the Supreme Lord. So for all the faculties of the living entity, there are demigods who are in control. For the eyes, for the nose, for ears, for the tongue, for the belly. You take any faculty of the living entity, that is being controlled by the demigods who are ultimately working under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here in this verse, the ultimate proprietor, the ultimate sanctioner, the ultimate witness of all the actions are given as the Supreme Lord, and only by His will that one is getting a credit for one's own activity. So here we can see Brahma has been awarded the credit for being the creator of this universe. It's a big position. As we know, in the beginning of creation, Brahma didn't know what to do. Then Srimad Bhagavatam says he heard these two letters as instructions, which was the inspiration for him to perform austerities. That was tapa. So in Bhagavatam gives the letters, which are the letter from which varga in the alphabet, and the which varga, letter from the which varga, these two sounds were produced by the will of the Lord. And Lord Brahma got inspired by this sound vibration, and then he started performing austerities. And now when Narada Muni asked, what is the source of your inspiration, or how this whole creation happened, or why are you worshipping someone, Lord Brahma, okay, reveals his mind that, okay, it is ultimately from the Lord himself. So ultimately all credit goes to the Lord. So even though the Lord, by his mercy, awards credit to his devotees, a devotee will pass on that credit to his guru and Krishna. He will not take that credit for himself. So according to our purity, according to our surrender, we give either complete credit to Krishna and Guru or partially. So in the conditioned state, we have the tendency to keep something for us, one share for us. We can give mostly, but at least some share for us. So that is conditioned nature. However, for a pure devotee, even though the Lord sanctions all the credit, they don't take it for themselves. They give it to Krishna or Guru. So this is parampara. So Srila Prabhupada was awarded in the similar way by giving all the credit for establishing so many temples around the world. But Srila Prabhupada was never bewildered by the illusory potency of the Lord, because he duly passed on the credit to his spiritual master and to the parampara and to Krishna. We can't find even one circumstance in which Srila Prabhupada taking credits for his own abilities or his own work. Never. He always said, the only credit is that I am trying to follow the instructions of my spiritual master. So this is Riya Parampara. So our activities are dependent on this simple fact. Because as devotees, if we want to pursue our devotional career, we need to learn how to pass on our credit to the spiritual master and to the parampara. So this is a test. So that is one important point that is coming in here. And apart from that, we can see that the Lord being the inspirer, Lord being the emperor of the living entities, of all the actions, whether it is material, it is done by a conditioned source or a devotee in any grade, from a lower grade of devotee to the pure devotee, The inspiration is ultimately coming from the Lord Himself. So we can see in this world the activities of the mind. We can see the activities of the intelligence in so many different ways. We can see creativity in this world. From time immemorial, we can see artists drawing so many different wonderful pictures, sculptures, so many beautiful mansions, so many beautiful poetries, fictions, novels, you name it. So many things which are coming from, it looks so creative. So one could ask, where this creative energy coming from? That is coming from the Lord Himself. So any abilities we see in this material world is coming from the Supreme Lord. That's why in Bhagavad Gita there is a whole chapter, practically the whole chapter is dedicated unto vibhutis of Krishna. Because that vibhutis are manifested in many living entities. Not only human beings, not only great sages, not only great demigods or gandharvas, even the aquatics, right? Jasha is a shark. So among the aquatics, Krishna says, I am the shark, Makara. So why Krishna says? Because that ability is awarded by the Lord. So similarly, if we see any abilities in anyone, even a karmi person, if we see any abilities, we should never become envious of that. It's a very important point for the devotees. We think, okay, he has such and such wonderful qualities. He has such and such wonderful abilities or so much of wealth. One should never become envious of that fact. Because being envious means we want to enjoy that. No, a living entity sees, okay, the Lord is sanctioning that ability or wealth or power. So the Lord is behind that also. If he cannot see that, then it is not possible to preach Krishna consciousness. If we see abilities in others, if we see wealth in others, if we see beauty in others, and if we cannot appreciate, then we cannot engage them in Krishna service. We see them as our competitors. Then how can we give Krishna consciousness to such people? So in Srimad Bhagavatam, in the first canto, Srila Prabhupada beautifully writes in one of the purports about engaging different skills in Krishna service, different abilities in Krishna service. So in the verse in Bhagavatam says that there are many abilities for living entities, buddhidatayoho, that which is produced by the intelligence or by the mind. There are many abilities. And these abilities must be channeled towards Krishna consciousness. Then that is considered kirtan. If the abilities are used in glorifying Krishna, then they are kirtan. They are not mundane activity. That is really kirtan. So one time in Bombay, Srila Prabhupada was discussing with His Holiness Swarup Damodar Maharaj regarding the scientific preaching. That time, one of the devotees approached, I think senior devotee approached Srila Prabhupada and said, in the temple room, kirtan is going on. So, Prabhupada, why don't you come for the kirtan? So, Srila Prabhupada replied, he doesn't understand what is kirtan. He doesn't understand what is kirtan. Meaning, what Srila Prabhupada talking to Swarup Damodar Maharaj, that is kirtan. Because they were discussing about expanding the preaching movement. That is kirtan. So Srila Prabhupada made this point, that is kirtan. So glorifying the Lord in any meaning, any means, is actually kirtan. It doesn't mean we have to neglect the holy name. It doesn't anyway diminish the value of the holy name. But that is kirtan, and that has to be encouraged. And that is the whole movement of Krishna consciousness. To engage all the abilities in Krishna service. And according to the measure of surrender, Krishna reciprocates. The Lord is known as Urukrama. Urukrama means who can do wonderful activities. And especially Urukrama is referring to who? Upendra, that's right. Lord Vamanadeva. When he expanded as Trivikram, that is Urukrama, because with three steps, he measured the whole universe. So he is Urukrama. He can perform wonderful activities. And Srila Prabhupada writes a very important point that so the devotees also. The devotees can also perform wonderful activities by the mercy of the Lord. Because the Lord can inspire, the Lord can empower a living entity to do wonderful activities depending on the surrender of the living entities. So Srila Prabhupada says, if one sees that a devotee is performing wonderful activities, then one should see the Lord is merciful and he is empowering that devotee. So this is really a wonderful point. Because even after coming to Krishna consciousness, one can have envy in the heart. We will have envy in the heart unless and until we are pure, we have envy in the heart. To the extent we are pure, that much we will be devoid of envy. Otherwise we will have envy in the heart. However, when we see the hand of Krishna in the devotee's wonderful activities, then we become devoid of envy. Rather, we become very pleased. We become very happy with those devotees. And we become very thankful. We become very much indebted to even Krishna. Because we can see such inspiring examples in front of us. See, that's what we can see. Here we can see Lord Brahma is presenting his position in connection to the creation and thanking the Supreme Lord. So this point of credit is applicable to everyone, because we may get credit in our life, but we have to channel it. We have to see Krishna behind. And now this is a month of book distribution. And in this month, we can really see how the Lord is working. We all have experiences, because we go to street and we try to give a book, and most of the time people have no interest whatsoever in accepting a book. There is no interest whatsoever. I was thinking yesterday I was distributing books and it was a struggle, and I was thinking, and those who are even taking the book, they whatsoever, there is no interest whatsoever to read the book or to understand, nothing. But somehow or other, when we speak, they are just taking it, giving some donation and taking it. That is just amazing how Krishna reciprocates. So in book distribution, there are three agents working. Who are those agents? One is us and our desires. Second, who we are trying to give book to. And the third is the super soul. The super soul is one in our heart and in that person's heart. So there is a super soul and the two living entities trying to do an exchange. And if the Lord sanctions, that exchange can be fruitful. Last week, I was distributing a book, and one person I started speaking, he heard everything, and he said that he's from the country, that's why he was patiently listened to everything. And he said he's a born-again Christian. So as he said, I'm a born-again Christian, so I won't take the book. I have my own faith, I won't take it. Then he was asking a few things and talking a little bit. Suddenly one girl came and she asked, what is this? So I gave again, in front of him again, another description of the book. And she started looking for money. And she said, I am interested in yoga. And she was looking for money, you know, searching everywhere. And then she couldn't find money. And immediately this born-again Christian, he gave the money. And he said, okay, I'll give you money. You give her the book. So we can see how super soul in three people's heart is working together. It's one super soul, but present in three people, working together to give, you know, to facilitate this book distribution. Even I have felt, and many other devotees have also told, that marathon is very special. We try to distribute books during other period of time. So some book goes, but in marathon there is a special mercy. Have you noticed? I have noticed always. If I go street, other time some book goes, but not as many as in marathon. Always it's like that. And many other devotees have also experienced. Why? Why is it so? The reason is, there is a supreme desire of our founder Acharya. Srila Prabhupada really wanted these books to be distributed. So his desire is there, his prayers are there. So that is facilitating this book distribution. So see, we see how the whole thing is happening. It's not just our own endeavor. How the prayers of acharyas are coming in life. In fact, you might have read the newsletter from Vijay Prabhu, our book distribution minister, about the first book distribution score. It was really wonderful. So to tell the history, how the first book distribution party started, three great devotees were sent to Srila Jiva Goswami to train under him in Vrindavan. One was Narottam Das Thakur, second was Srinivasa Acharya, and the third one was Dukhi Krishna Das. So they were trained under Sri Jiva Goswami, because Narottam Das Thakur and Srinivasa Acharya, they were sent by Janava Mata from Bengal, whereas Shyamanand Dukhi Krishna Das was sent from Orissa by his initiating spiritual master to Jiva Goswami, because Jiva Goswami was the most learned person of that time and he was well reputed throughout India. So all the Vaishnavas, they wanted to get trained under Srila Jiva Goswami. So all of them went there and they got trained in Shastra and different aspects of Krishna consciousness under Srila Jiva Goswami. And at the end of the teaching, at the end of the sessions, it took a few years, Jiva Goswami awarded them titles. So Srinivas became Srinivas Acharya. Dukhi Krishna Das became Shyamanand, because he was very much expert in pleasing Srimati Radharani. So Shyama Anand, who can give pleasure to Srimati Radharani. So Dukhi Krishna became Shyamanand Prabhu. Then Narottam became Narottam Das Thakur. So they were sent from Vrindavan to Bengal and Orissa for preaching. So part of the mission was to carry a lot of books. So we know the story how they carried in a bullock cart, in a big box. They collected books from all Goswamis, and with God and with protection, they traveled all the way down to Bengal and one team to Orissa. So this is the history, and there are stories how the book was lost and then they retrieved the book back. All the stories are there. And in this letter, after book distribution, for some time, Narottam Das Thakur writes a letter to Jiva Goswami. In this letter, he writes the scores, how many books they were distributed. So it's a beautiful letter. And in this, all three have written their scores. Okay, this many number of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, this many number of Chaitanya Chandravataya Nataka, this many number of Chaitanya Bhagavat, like that, many books are there, the numbers are there. And in conclusion, Narottam Das Thakur says, actually, what's the use of our chanting? What's the use of worshipping the deities? What is the use of writing books if our scores are so low like this? So they are saying, you know, and they are expressing their humility by saying, our attempts are just feeble. It is insignificant. And we are waiting for that day when a magnanimous person would come with a new technology and he would print mass number of books and he would distribute it all around the world. So we can see Narottam Das Thakur predicts this marathon, you know, a few hundred years back. So we can see how from this parampara, the whole book distribution is coming through this parampara. And now we are given this opportunity to go out and distribute books. Because if you see, who is the original distributor of all the books? Who is in our line now, who is the original distributor of books? In ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada is the original distributor of books. He was the original writer. He was the author. He was the publisher. Practically, he was the proofreader. He was the editor. He went to the press. He did, you know, he actually got it published. He got it printed. And he himself distributed books. And he himself collected donations. Right? So he did everything. And now in our position, we don't have to do everything. Maximum we had to do is order that Jay Prabhu is doing for us. Ordering the books, that's all. And for us, books are there. And there is no scarcity for books. We have enough books. So it is just a matter of going out and distributing. And that's where we are challenged by our mind in so many different ways. We may choose who to give the book, where to go, where to distribute the books. We have many kind of confusions. But if we actually act for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada and our own Guru, Krishna will reciprocate. It's a matter of time. We have to give it a try. And Krishna will reciprocate. Krishna will give the intelligence how to distribute books. As given here, this verse is very important in that sake. Because Krishna is the overseer of intelligence. Upadrashta anumantascha bhakta bhokta maheshwaram. Krishna says, you know, he's the sanctioner. If he wants, he can sanction anything. So we have this opportunity to go and to distribute these wonderful books. And we can see people do reciprocate. I gave a book other day, and next day one lady came to me and told, I gave this book to my husband, I purchased it for my husband, and he's so happy with this book. So see, you know, people do appreciate. People like it. And sometimes when you stand, rarely, but it happens that people come, is that Bhagavad Gita? It happens. Not Indians, you know, Westerners. They come, is that Bhagavad Gita? Can I get a copy? How much is that? It happens. Each marathon, I can remember at least one time, or many times, more than one time, people come and ask, is it Bhagavad Gita? One time I was standing, I think in Geelong, one lady came to me and said, is it Bhagavad Gita? Yes, I said, yes, this is Bhagavad Gita. She said, I was just in the bookstore, I was looking for Bhagavad Gita, but couldn't get a copy. So I said, this is for you. So this is, you know, arrangement. When somebody is actually searching, Krishna reciprocates. So this is the direct reciprocation. And then that makes a change to their lives. So book distribution is one of the most important activities in Krishna consciousness movement. In fact, the whole activities are based on books, isn't it? Our life is based on books. Our sadhana is based on books. Deity worship is based on books. All other services are based on books. Anything, if you pick, they are based on books. So, the supreme position of this knowledge has to be established. And in that process, we get some realization. If we try to distribute books, Krishna reciprocates and we get some realization. We see, if we go out and when we stand, then we will have actually no attraction for the outside world and outside people, actually speaking, in terms of their enjoyment. If you look at people, especially when you in the city, when you stand from morning till night or evening in the city, you see morose faces all the time. It is a common thing. If you see people's face, we can see they are suffering. Smiling faces, we can see. Okay, the firing when a boy and a girl smiling for some time and walking, that is the only temporary enjoyment out of passion. That's all. Otherwise, people are just rushing. Their faces are just morose, unfortunately. And we say sometimes, the book about happiness. Sometimes they take it. Sometimes with a difficult face, they say, no, I'm happy. They're not happy. It's an excuse, of course. Whatever we give, they have excuse if they want to. But they're not happy. Even though if they say they are happy, they're happy temporarily by the mode of passion. You know, going with a girlfriend, so they are just, you know, moving around very happily, apparently. But how long does it last? For very short time. So this is the nature of the world. So if going out, one realization was, it is wonderful because we are in touch. In touch with the reality of material existence. Being in the temple, being other preaching program, it is very nice. But in the books, we can actually see the world. how the modes are working, you know, how people are, you know, affected, you know, how people are being pulled, you know, two people are there, we are giving books to one person, trying to listen, then one person is pulling them away. We can see how the Maya is pulling, literally. Yesterday, I was in the street, I was one, you know, husband and wife, hopefully, they were there. So I caught the man somehow or other and tried to explain. Immediately the girl came. They were not, you know, not like, you know, teen like that, you know, grown up. The girl came and, you know, pulled like this and thought, I need him. Pulled him, that's it. That's the end of the story. And, you know, he's completely subdued, finished. He's gone. This is Maya, how Maya works. It's not one time, we have seen this many times. You can see how things are working in this world. How much people are in Maya, it becomes very obvious. And sometimes people come to argue, Christians. You know, the best policy is not to argue. Praise the Lord, or, you know, thank you very much, please move ahead. Otherwise we will not distribute many books, we will just waste time on people. So it's really very interesting experiences, you know, being out there. And I'm sure all of you would have some experiences, you know, now going out on book distribution. Anyone would like to share anything? Yes, Prabhu. Anyone else would like to share anything? Any book experiences? No? Jay Prabhu? We are on street for every day. Yes, Prabhu. I had a hypocrisy. Oh my God! There is one boy coming to Melbourne Uni program, Indian boy. I stopped him. He knows me, of course. So I gave the book. He said, "I don't believe in these things." Straight away, he told. I said, "You don't believe? You don't know Krishna?" He said, "Yeah, Krishna is God, not just God, supreme God." He told. I said, "All right, these are his teachings. Then why don't you take this?" Then he said, No, I like Krishna, but I don't want to read books. I don't want to hear what he's saying. No, he was just contradicting himself. He was telling, I like his activities. I said, yeah, we have books about activities of Krishna. Why don't you take that? His money is a problem, we'll adjust. No problem, you take the book. He said, no. Then he said, no, I like Krishna, but no book. He was contradicting himself. He was telling, I like all about Krishna, but when I give a book, he said, no. He said, I don't want to listen anything about Krishna. He said, that's why in the uni he was telling me, I won't come for the lecture, only for prasadam I come. I was thinking, okay, this is pretty hopeless. I saw that. Many of them are very, they're blasphemers, many of them. But this one was really, you do a good, better job than anyone else, so I give a donation. I don't want a book, give a donation, so it happens.
In Sydney, I was distributing books, and some fear was going on. So, in one family I met, I was distributing this higher test. And when I was distributing, the one lady came to corner. And me just
Gopal's. Any questions or comments on the verse? Okay. Yes.
Earlier you spoke about inspiration.
Yeah.
About the empowerment that Krishna gives you, inspires and empowers. So, what is a good way of measuring your own mind when the mind says, well, I'm not getting the inspiration to do this, so perhaps Krishna does not really want me to do this?
Just do it. That's all. If you are in a mission, just do it. There's no time to think. When it gets hard, the same thing comes to our mind, especially on books or whatever service. Don't want to do it. We have to see that it is just Maya, it's just illusion. Just do it. Writing. Yeah, first book distribution was written books. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. Gandharva Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki Srila Gaura Premanande.